The Secretary General of NATO, George Robertson, confirmed today that as some U.S. forces are moved from the Balkans to Central Asia, European units are taking their place. And more significant, he said, is the move of 5 European-based AWACS, they're the airborne early warning aircraft, to the United States. Robert Faltzgraf is a professor of international security studies at the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University. And Professor Faltzgraf, this seems to be a very unusual turn of events, planes from Europe guarding the continental U.S.
This is indeed a very unusual turn of events. Keep in mind that those aircraft were originally built and deployed in Europe because we thought we would need to protect European airspace. Now the Europeans are sending aircraft under NATO to help protect American airspace. Presumably, from all that I can gather, this move is to enable the United States to keep more effective surveillance of its east coast. So we're going to have those aircraft apparently on the east coast.
Now, since the end of the Cold War in Europe, have there still been patrols by AWACS aircraft over Europe, patrolling Europe from I don't know who?
Well, there have been patrols. In fact, we've been using AWACS extensively in the Balkans. And as you know, some of the aircraft that have been used in the Balkans will now be deployed to the U.S., and then there'll be other aircraft in their place, provided I understand it by the French.
Can you give us some sense of what it is that's done inside an AWACS that makes whatever coastline it's near a bit more secure?
Well, first of all, this is a modified Boeing 747 aircraft, and it has on top of it a very large dish, or an eye, as they call it, which would give a 360-degree view of the horizon and can look out and down and all around the aircraft for more than 200 miles. The AWACS operates at about a 29,000 feet altitude, which would be about the height or the altitude of a commercial airliner. So the AWACS will give to the United States a whole additional dimension of airspace surveillance. That's really what happens. This has highly sophisticated electronic equipment in it, and it is state-of-the-art technology that is used for this purpose.
In this case, the planes that will be coming to the U.S. or have come already are from Ramstein Air Force Base in Germany. So
yes,
they presumably
correct.
Would have German crews?
They may. In fact, the Germans provide a very high percentage of the crews and the ground support for those aircraft. They're based in Germany, as you point out. So the idea would be that at least some of them will have German crews or crews that have Germans on them. So we will see a European patrol of U.S. Airspace for the first time in U.S. history.
Now, apart from that being a bit of a quirk in NATO history, is there something of substance that's happening here that we should take note of?
Well, I think that a number of things, both of symbolic importance and of substantive importance, are taking place. The first is that the United States will be able to redeploy its own AWACS aircraft. Keep in mind, the United States itself has 33 AWACS aircraft, which we will now presumably be deploying in Southwest Asia to undertake tasks over Afghanistan and surrounding areas. So that is the substantive contribution, but symbolically this is very important because here we are in a situation in which the North Atlantic Alliance has invoked Article 5, which is an armed attack upon one is to be regarded as an attack upon all. That was seen to be for Europe's benefit. Now we see it for the benefit of the United States. This is very important in the history of transatlantic relations.
Well, Robert Faltzgraf, thank you very much for talking with us.
Good to talk to you.
Robert Faltzgraf, professor of international security studies at the Fletcher School of Tufts University. He spoke to us from Medford, Massachusetts.